Okay, so good morning, everyone. So today we're going to delve into John, 1 John 1, 5, verses 1 to 12. And I know, as Leon said, I don't know how I'm sounding. It's all right, yeah. As Leon said today, I know people are waiting to go for the picnic, so I'm going to try and stick to my 15 minutes. So 1 John 5, 1 to 12. So this is a passage. So these verses capture the essence of Christian faith, love, and victory. So before we begin, let's read the passage together. So I'm reading from the NIV. So from chapters 1, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. In fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and the three are in agreement. We accept human testimony, but God's testimony is greater because it is the testimony of God, which he has given about his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God accepts this testimony. Whoever does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because they have not believed that the testimony of God has given about, because they have not believed the testimony God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. So that's the end of reading from chapters 1 to 12. So those are a lot of verses, 1 to 12. So what I've done, I've just given a summary. So I'll just go briefly the summary. So to summarize, verses 1 to 5 talks about believe in Jesus and being born of God. Verses 4 to 5 is all about the victory through faith. Verses 6 to 10, the testimony of Jesus Christ. Verses 11 to 12, it's the eternal life through the Son. So what does this mean to us? So what does this passage mean for us today? Firstly, it calls us to a deep, transformative faith in Jesus Christ. This faith is not passive but active, demonstrated through our love for God and others. It encourages us to view God's commands not as burdens but as pathways to experiencing his love and life. Secondly, it assures us of victory over the world through our faith. In the midst of life challenges, we are reminded that our ultimate victory is secured in Jesus. Lastly, it invites us to embrace the testimony of God about his Son. This testimony is the foundation of our eternal and the source of our assurance. Let us therefore hold fast to our faith, love one another deeply, and live in the victory and life that comes through Jesus Christ. So that's just a summary of all the verses 1 to 12. And as I said, The whole of the 12 verses captures the essence of Christian faith, love, and victory. But obviously, because of time, I've only got 15 minutes. Today I'll just expound on faith. So just the first one, Christian faith. And when I say Christian faith, in my conclusion, I told you this faith is not passive, but active. Yeah? Okay, so that brings me to the people who want to follow the PowerPoint. So I've titled my message today, Faith in Action. Am I holding it wrong? So how does faith in action look like? What does faith in action look like? So faith, it's faith that speaks and receives. So the word of God is clear. When we believe, we receive. Yeah, the word of God is clear. When we believe, we receive. Mark 11:24 tells us, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. This is a principle that applies not only to prayer, but to all aspects of our spiritual lives. When we believe, we activate the promises of God. And I'm sure many of you might have read or have come across Mark 11:24. But if you're like me, I've always read Mark 11:24. And what that translated to me was, I wanted to see the results fast and then believe. In as much as, yeah, we can read, it says clearly, when we believe, we receive. But obviously, if you're struggling or you're going through life challenges, I think we tend to skip the part of believing in order to receive. But we want to receive fast in order to believe. So what is believe? Believe, in short, is what we're talking about today. It's the faith. It's believe in God. Remember we said chapters, and I think if you're reading from the NIV, it summarizes the 12 chapters as faith in God. Faith is simply believing in God. So you're believing God. That's your faith, isn't it? Yeah, so moving on. God has already blessed us with everything we need. So going on to what faith in action looks like. It's a faith that speaks and receives. So we're not just believing. We need to speak what we believe. God has already blessed us with everything we need, as Mark 4:25 reminds us. I'll read it. For to the one who has, more will be given. And from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. The source of our blessings is spiritual, not physical, and it is our faith that makes these blessings manifest in our lives. When I read Mark 4:25, I don't know, I found it, I would say, for lack of a better word, harsh, when it states that whatever you have, I'll read that again, for to the one who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. But when you think of this verse along the lines of our faith, what it's telling us, if we practice our faith, more will be given to us. And if you don't exercise your faith, I think that's the right word to use, exercise your faith, it will be taken away from you. And I'm sure most of you are familiar with the story of Abraham from the Bible. So consider Abraham, whom God declared the father of many nations. Even when he had no children, Romans 4:17 tells us, I think I forgot my mind. Sorry. No, We're still on the first one, sorry. Yeah. So Romans 4:17 says, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed. The God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not. Abraham had to believe and speak what God had promised, even though he had yet to see the fulfillment in the physical realm. So I won't repeat the story of Abraham. I'm sure you do know it, yeah? So in essence, what it's telling us, he spoke what he wanted to see and it came to pass. Okay, second point of what faith in action looks like, I think it's just part and parcel of what I've talked about. So the first one was faith that speaks and receives. Speak what you want to believe. So this is your faith in action. We are made in the image of God, and just as God speaks and it comes to pass, we too must speak what we believe. This is faith in action. The words we speak have the power to bring forth life, healing, and blessings. Just as in the natural process of conception and birth, there is a period of time between when the seed is planted and when the baby is born. Faith works in a similar way. We must plant the seed of God's word, water it with our faith, and expectantly wait for the harvest. The analogy of conception is powerful. When a seed is planted, there is no visible evidence of new life immediately, but with time and nourishment, the seed grows and eventually brings forth life. Likewise, when we speak in faith, we may not see immediate results, but we must continue to believe and speak until the promise of God manifests. And I'm sure for some people here who are Bible scholars or people who do Bible studies, you might have come across the person who wrote Young's literal translation, so Robert Young. It says Robert Young in the 1800s wrote the Young's literal translation of the Bible, which helps us understand the importance of speaking God's promises as though they are already done. The Hebrew language, which is the original language of the Bible, only has two tenses, past and present. There is no future tense. This means that when God speaks, he does so in a way that declares the promises are already fulfilled. For example, the name Yahweh in Hebrew is Yud He Vav He, which translates not merely as a name, it is the declaration that God is eternally present, eternally faithful. When we speak in faith, we are aligning our words with the eternal truth of God's word, which transcends time. We are declaring what is already accomplished in the spiritual realm to be made manifest in our lives. And on to my next point. What does faith in action look like? It's faith in pictures, so seeing the unseen. We are called to have faith pictures in our minds and hearts. Leviticus 7:15 presents a picture of Jesus Christ and communion. Just as the Israelites were instructed to keep the sacrifices as a lasting ordinance, so too must we keep a picture of Christ's sacrifice before us, reminding us of what has already been accomplished. Faith pictures are powerful because they keep us focused on God's promises rather than our circumstances. I'll give an example. I'm not sure if any of you have watched the movie The Passion, Mel Gibson. Yeah. So the movie The Passion of the Christ has impacted many, bringing them into a deeper understanding of the present reality of Jesus' sacrifice. So many people, after watching the film, many people have reported that they've had miraculous healings after watching the film, their faith ignited by the visual representation of Christ's suffering and triumph. So this is what we're talking about when we talk about faith pictures. We are not thinking of God in the past, but we're seeing him in the present. So the Bible is filled with examples of God's promises and faith pictures. In Genesis 17:4-5, we all know God changed Abram to Abraham, so meaning a father of many nations, even before he had any children. In Genesis 9:12-15, in Genesis 9:12-15, God gives the rainbow as a sign of his covenant, a picture to remind Noah and all generations of his promise. And in Deuteronomy 7:14-15, God promises to bless his people with fruitfulness and health. So I'd also like to share a testimony, and I believe when Susan initially asked me to do the 15-minute preach, I was wondering, what am I going to talk about, you know? I wasn't sure, but it so turns out I would need this word myself than ever before. So as some of you may know, my son became very unwell last month, so it's been a very challenging time for me. And I realized I had to exercise my faith. And again, I go back to Mark 11:24. And I don't know, if you've ever dealt with a child, well, he's not a child, he's 22 years old, so he's quite grown, but yeah, still a child. But what happened was quite shocking. So he's this person who's like, he came back from uni 2 weeks, he was okay. And he just does his own thing, go to the gym, just what young people do. And he just became ill, just like that, overnight. So he became very ill. So the situation and the medical reports we received were very discouraging, but I held on to Mark 11:24. Believe and you'll have it. So this is what I told myself. And I think when things happen to you, you could read the Bible, and when things are fine, I mean, it sounds like an abstract, but when you're going through it, you're really desperate, you know, you become really desperate. I was desperate at this time, so, and I thought, God, I need to see you. So I'm happy to share this has been going on for a month. I'm happy to share that my son is much better, and I believe it's putting my faith into action. Obviously, it's not me. It's holding on to what God has said. Thank you. Yeah, and I do pray the same for anyone here who might be going through a health challenge or any other difficult situation. Remember, faith is not about denying the reality of the situation, but about speaking God's truth over it. Hold on to his promise, speak them over your life, and trust he will bring them to pass. In closing, I encourage you to walk as if and act as if God's promises are already fulfilled in your life. Speak what you believe, just as Abraham did and just as Jesus taught us to do. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. So I'm sure we're familiar. I believe this is Hebrews 11:1. It's not up here, but I believe this is Hebrews 11:1. It's the evidence of things not seen. Let your faith be active, speaking forth God's promises, and watch as he brings them to pass. Blessings to each of you as you walk in faith, trusting in the one who is always faithful. Amen.